Now, there was an exciting new launch or opening.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. Junction Support Services are opening a cafe. You know where the old Cafe Grove is in
Wodonga? Such a popular spot, yeah, just near the water tower, sort of in between the water tower and the post office.
Yeah, so that's known as Woodland Grove. So it was Cafe Grove. Now it will be known as the Close Connected Cafe. It's going to be a social enterprise, which is super exciting. Junction Support Services have been working on this for about a year, and the whole point of it is creating a space where local youth can connect, especially in central Wodonga, because obviously it has been a tough few years with COVID and schools being shut down, and you know, just it can be a really isolating place for youths, you know, when there is nowhere that they can go that's a central space. So they're opening a cafe. It's set to open in late March, so still got probably 6 or 7 weeks until we actually see the doors open. But I spoke to Junction Support Services CEO Megan Hanley, and she is super excited for this.
How to relax.
Yeah, we have our youth space, Windbreak 3690, which supports a lot of disadvantaged young people in the community, especially Connect. And this just offers another pathway for those young people into meaningful employment, educational support into the future. So it's just incredible to be able to give this back to the community.
So, yeah, it's a social enterprise, which will mean that the money that's made through the cafe, the profits that are made through the cafe, will actually go back into other programs for youths in the area to help them connect and, you know, get into local employment, because obviously it's a pretty hard employment market to get into at the moment.
We've certainly heard that, you know, there's so many gaps in hospitality as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, right around the country.
And the really, really good news is that the cafe will be in some very safe and very experienced hands, because renowned local chef David Capay will be in charge. He's the cafe manager. So he'll be making some delicious foods. He is also super keen, and he's got heaps of experience. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I feel like I've got a world of experience having worked overseas with Jamie Oliver's 15, training the underprivileged children over there. You know, I did that for 4 years and had a really, hands-on, eyes wide open kind of experience, and I feel like I'm primed to carry this project into the future.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. So he'll have a team of his sort of professionally trained hospitality staff. So it'll be a professionally run cafe from the beginning, serving your typical cafe foods, you know, brunch, breakfasty things, cakes. I was really on board with the cakes idea. And then sort of after it gets established, there'll be opportunities for young people to train in hospitality. So becoming baristas, you know, potentially apprenticeships for being chefs and kitchen hands and all kinds of things. So yeah, it'll be really exciting, and it'll be nice to see something in that building.
Absolutely it will. Yeah, that will be terrific. All right, we'll keep our eye well and truly on when it does open, and we should even pop down there and maybe do a bit of a broadcast, I'm thinking.
Absolutely. That would be great.
Excellent.